Why not making better progress? Question number 30. In view of the greatness of the work and the shortness of the time, why is the ceiling message not making better headway? Answer. Had there not come out of Egypt in Moses' time a mixed multitude, the Exodus movement could have gone into the promised land in a few weeks, but because in the trial of that movement followed many who were possessed of a spirit different from that of Caleb's and Joshua's, the movement fell 40 years behind schedule in entering the promised land. And though Jesus' work at his first advent was not so extensive as our work now, yet it was of even greater importance and of shorter duration, and ours. Seemingly, however, it made no progress whatsoever when we consider that all forsook him at his trial, and that Peter, the most zealous of the apostles, even cursed and swore that he was not Christ's disciple. But, contrary to all appearances of seeming defeat, Jesus declared while hanging on the cross that his work was finished. Then, too, after his resurrection, he took his journey upward, leaving but a few half-converted followers to carry on the work. Such were the results of John the Baptist's and Jesus' untiring efforts. Hence, out of the multitudes that were baptized by John and Jesus, there were, on the day of Pentecost, but 120 disciples of one accord to receive the outpouring of God's Spirit. Indeed, not only small and insignificant did the work then appear to be, but also impossible to carry forward. Nevertheless, as the doubting ones among the multitude saw an excuse in the seemingly utter defeat in Jesus' crucifixion, they separated themselves from among the faithful. And as the remaining ones of his followers lost confidence in themselves, renounced self, and sought the Lord earnestly at time, when there was not in themselves even the least hope of continuing the work, they gave the Lord an opportunity to manifest his great power and to advance his cause with such rapidity that with one sermon there were converted 3,000 souls in one day. Then daily after that were added only such as should be saved, such as were thoroughly converted. Thus did the work of the gospel begin to grow rapidly, once the Lord got a group of people that he could trust and use. Likewise, the Advent movement, right after the Minneapolis conference in 1888, would have begun the work of the loud cry angel, but as a result of the unbelief of many in the testimonies of the Spirit of God, the cry was silenced for 40 years, while the movement retreated toward Egypt. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 217. In the year 1930, God again spoke to his people, as he spoke to Israel in the days of Joshua, but now, as then, there are among us the 10 spies, the Korahs, Dathans, and Abirams, and the Achans, all such as love to make discouraging reports, who seek position, who covet the Babylonish garment, the silver, and the wedge of gold. And as a result, we also are held back, and will continue to be until the Lord manifests his power and takes from among us the pretending ones, makes us free from sin and sinners, as in the time of Korah, and as in the time of Achan, and says to us as he said to Joshua, "Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." Joshua 1:2. Though at times we are greatly disappointed, as we see among us the unfaithful, doubting, fault-finding, self-exalting multitude, including those who have forsaken the Lord, and those who, when put on trial for their faith, even curse and swear that they are not followers of the message of the shepherd's rod, along with those who apparently believe and who declare that they stand strongly for the message, but who are throwing rocks at us and at our work, though we certainly are not grateful for this element, yet we are not at all discouraged, but rather made glad to stand alone for truth and righteousness, when the majority forsake us. We cannot but humbly exclaim, "O Lord, help us to stand true unto thee, though the whole world forsake thee, or even though we must die like the apostles, if need be." May we be as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, standing true at the peril of our lives, so that thou canst have the opportunity of delivering us from a lion's den, or from a fiery furnace, if need be, thus making thyself known to all the world through our faithfulness. May we be fired with the zeal of Noah as we engage in the building of the ark for today, while many professed brethren, in the message question and criticize our work and position testimonies, Volume 5, page 690, and retard the progress of the work, and while others accuse us of taking too much upon ourselves. May we never say, "The Lord delayed his coming," or, "We be not able to go up against the people, For they are stronger than we, or the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Numbers 13:31-33. May we never become so foolish and forlorn as this.